Hello, everyone. Yeah, so it's been a while since I had any release again. As you may understand, I'm busy, but it's all good now. Let's see. The only thing I really want to talk about is the great memories I had playing Metal Gear Solid 3 as a child. Well, I'm old now, but Metal Gear Solid 3 came out when? I don't remember right now. Like 2005? Yeah, 2005. Let's see. Technically, Metal Gear Solid 3 is kind of the story's first, like, it's the series' first story, per se. For example, you know how Star Wars Episode 4 came out in the 70s, and you only got Star Wars Episode 1 in, like, the early 2000s? Same idea. Like, originally, the Metal Gear Solid game was released in, like, I can't remember, 80s? 80s? Yeah, in the 80s. And that's supposed to be set in the future. But they came out with Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 in the 2000s, because Metal Gear Solid 2 came out 2001. And the third came out in 2005, I think. Coincidentally, those are also the same years that Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 were released, I think. Well, I just remember playing those at the same time, so there's that. And so, with Metal Gear Solid 3, essentially, it's the first story to happen. It takes place in the 60s, I think. I can't remember, but man, it's such a good game. Like, you can paint your face and change your costumes, like your outfits to match your environment. Oh my god. So amazing. And yeah, so basically, you're more in a forest area, sneaking around, because that's your mission. It's old school, so you have to, like, crawl, like, all over the place, and what else? Oh, but what I really liked was you can, like, get a lot of food. Like, you can just, you can, like, kill snakes or catch them live and then eat the snake. Or other animals, like birds and whatever moved, you can probably eat it. There was even a goat somewhere, but you couldn't catch the goat. You can totally catch the goat. I can't remember if you could catch the goat, but you can kill it and eat it. But the problem is, when you eat the food you eat, it expires, and then it won't be good for you, so you should just catch everything live type deal. Yeah, just, you only got 3 cages to catch food, so I think I only caught, like, snakes, because Snake really liked eating snakes. What else? Another great part about the game was you can tend to your wounds. Like, they'll show kind of like an x-ray type deal and stuff like that. I mean, they didn't have several of the modern advancements of medicine at the time in the 60s, but Snake survived enough. What else? Okay, so then I remember one time I got shot in the fucking ass. And you can fucking see it in the ass of Snake. Like, it just, I got shot. So fucking annoying. I swear. Yeah, so basically, you got shot in the fucking ass, and it's easy. You just click on whatever and it'll go away. But, like, sometimes if you got shot, it'll just keep making you lose health. So, I really liked that mechanic. What else? So basically, okay, so you're pretty much, you're Snake, you're running around completing your mission. I don't want to spoil too much, but oh my god, there's so much food in the game. It is the most food I've ever seen in a Metal Gear Solid game. Like, none of the other games let you eat this much food. There was even, like, instant noodles. Like, I don't know how you care. You can keep, like, the instant noodles never went bad, so you can always have them. Oh my god, it was great. Okay, that's enough about the food rant. So, you're Snake, you're on a mission, blah blah blah, and you're doing all your stuff, and you even find Baby Ocelot there. Like, a lot of the characters in Metal Gear Solid are named after animals. Like, Ocelot, Snake, and I can't remember anyone else right now. What else? But Ocelot's a famous boy. And he's oh my god. He's such an annoying bitch. Oh my god. I love him, but, like, I also hate him. Like, this is my bastard son, Ocelot. Okay. And then, what else? Yeah, so you fight him, kind of, and you fight Boss, who is essentially your mentor. And I fucking love her as a character. Oh my god. Just, she's goals, man. Oh man, I just no, like, there's like a whole group of people, and they're all named after something. And one of these, the bosses you fight, is called the Sorrow. And okay, I'll spoil this part. So in the game, you can either tranquilize everyone that you, every enemy that you meet, you can tranquilize them, knock them out, or you can kill them. So, little did I know, I was just killing everyone initially because I'm like, I don't want them getting back up while I'm doing stuff. Yeah, I would just shoot them, snap their necks, throw them off cliffs, you know, everything. I would do everything. And, you know, I was very, you know, it's a way to blow off some steam, kill some enemy soldiers who are gonna, like, kill you, so it's fine. But when you fight the Sorrow, like, you, the Sorrow is like a character, and his whole shtick is like supernatural shit, like ghosties and stuff. So, like, when you fight him, you don't really fight him per se, but he kind of, like, fucks with you by just showing you all the people you've killed in the game. So basically, in this stage, you're walking through like a swamp thing, like, forward into to your next destination, and you just walk in and shit, but he's around summoning all the bitches that you killed, and then I immediately regret killing fucking almost everyone I could, because wow, that was like, I was being, everyone was fucking me up. It was just the worst gangbang ever in a swamp. Just wow. Okay, yeah. Oh, fuck. It was really... it was a poorly handled situation. And it was a learning experience. So there's that. Oh, man. What was I even talking about? Oh yeah, there's several different bosses in the game, and everyone's got their own deal, and honestly, it's a really good game. Like, I remember I was playing MGS3 in school, and no one else was playing it, and they were, because everyone was on Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts 2 was like the big deal at the time. No one even considered Metal Gear Solid 3 in my class at all. And I was the only one who knew about it or actively wanted to play it. Yeah. Fuck. Okay, no. So. Oh, fuck. And. And I never met anyone else who ever liked to play Metal Gear Solid in my entire school career. Like, no one even fucking knew about it. I was just so fucking shocked, honestly. But whatever. At least I got to play it, you know? When it was still hot. Okay. Okay. Okay, and so in Metal Gear Solid 3, you basically, you're just sneaking around in the wilderness and shit, and walking through swamps, and there's alligators too, and they can fuck you up real good. Like, they provide a lot of meat, but they fucked you up so much. I died so... Well, I didn't die, but it was just... They were really fucking annoying. And what else? Okay. 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 Fuck. Okay. And then... there's crabs in there. You can fight crabs. Not really. You can kill the crabs and eat them. What else? Okay. And okay. Oh, fuck. No, not fucking yet. Okay. I didn't even talk about Metal Gear Solid enough. I just talked about the fucking food. Okay. So basically, you're on missions and shit like that. Oh, let me talk about some of the boss fights. There's one boss fight. It took forever. Like, basically, you're fighting the sniper guy. I forgot what he was called. Oh my god. I forgot what he was called. He's an old-ass sniper. And he would just, like, there's a way you can kill him before having to fight him as a boss. It's a whole thing, but he's essentially a sniper guy. So you have to find him in the forest, and he's really well hidden, and he will fuck you up, and Literally, he's just a fit fucking grandpa who will fuck you up. And then, yeah, either you fight him and you're able to snipe him and get him, or you play the waiting game of trying to beat him for years or such a long time. He'll just fucking die because he's so old. He'll just be like fucking dead. So technically, he wouldn't count in your kill meter because you didn't kill him. He died of natural causes. So there's that. But I hated that boss, honestly. It took way too long. Oh, but then there's one battle with this dude named The Fear. Oh, he's one jumpy motherfucker, I swear. You're in a forest and he's jumping around and shit, and you have to fucking either have to, he's wearing like a stealth camo, like he'll be literally fucking invisible. And you know, essentially Snake is supposed to come with a very invisibly stealth camo, but well, that's more in Metal Gear Solid 2. Like, he's supposed to jump onto the in Metal Gear Solid 2. Now I'm tangenting. Ugh. In Metal Gear Solid 2, he jumps on the ship, and he already has the stealth camo. Like, he could just walk around in front of people and be fucking invisible and shit. But when he jumps down on the ship, he fucking breaks it and is like, oh, yeah, you fucking broke the expensive-ass stealth camo we gave you. So now you have to do your job, but in way harder. Like you could have just walked through, but you can't because you were stupid and thought, yeah, let me just jump on this fucking tanker boat from a high fucking bridge, because that's such a smart idea to do. God damn it, Snake. But yeah, so tangent over. So you're fighting The Fear in Metal Gear Solid 3. He has this stealth fucking camo, and he's fucking invisible as fuck. Like, you can still kind of see him. Like, he'll just be like wavy or like slightly different colored. Okay. And you can kill him, like, if you keep shooting him or give him poison food to eat, because he's a jumpy bitch and just, he's using up a lot of stamina jumping around and shit and fucking you up at the same time and fucking poisoning you. Oh my god, I fucking hated that boss too. And then after that, after you kill him, you fucking, I forgot, I'm getting lost with all the fucking bosses. There's way more bosses in the game, but those are a few. Oh, did I tell you about the escort mission? Oh my god. Oh, there's an escort mission, I think, at least in every Metal Gear game. Like, the one I did first, initially, was in Metal Gear Solid 2 with Emma, and that didn't end so well, but you know what? It was a fun mission, and I enjoyed it, and Metal Gear Solid 3 also had that type of deal, you know? So, I was really psyched about it, but literally, sometimes the escort is just too fucking stupid. I don't know. Or they just not... I mean... Granted, Eva was, impaled by a tree branch. I get that. But, like, she will not be fucking stealth. She's not a stealthy girl. That's not her job, okay? Her job was fucking, undercover shit. So, yeah. And, I was mean. I knocked her out. Like, I tranquilized her and put her in the corner while I killed everyone because it was just too much work. It's too much work for me to just keep, you know. Okay. Dizzy. Yeah, it's Metal Gear Solid 3. A lot of good shit in that game. Everyone should play it. I mean, it's different mechanics, but it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. Although I will say that Metal Gear Solid 2 has way more replayability, even though it's kind of repetitive, but it's all just good fun because I don't think, do the 60s have dog tags? I don't remember getting dog tags. No. No, there were no dog tags in Metal Gear Solid 3. Only in Metal Gear Solid 2. Yeah, okay. Okay. You know, the worst thing about, you know, trying to fap while on your period is like trying to make sure you don't make a fucking mess. Like, honestly, it's like fucking crime scene over here. Like, it's like the Crimson Tide is in full swing right now, and just it's everywhere. So I literally have to put like a plastic fucking sheet, like, just to protect any surface at this point, because motherfucker, there is, like, I need, they say that you're supposed to, like, not, you don't have to, but, like, if you have orgasm, your cramps will go away. That is not always true, because I still have these fucking cramps, and feels like shit, so I'm going to eat a fucking can of beans for protein right now, because holy fuck, because these cramps are fucking real, but at least I got off, and that's what matters. And now, I'm just gonna eat a fuck ton of protein now. Okay. Okay. All right. Bye.